Well, I think that's a very good question.
Check out our new YouTube video, Good Question, issuesetc.org, and click support. Good questions, better answers, issues, etc. Watch the short YouTube video, Good Question, today. Just go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Well, you know, that's a good question.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
No, that's a good question.
I believe that the president is a citizen. I believe the president is a Christian. I'll take him at his word.
This bill will write into permanent law a policy on which there's been strong popular and congressional agreement for over 35 years. The federal government should not use tax dollars to support or promote elective abortion.
This legislation represents an entirely new front in the war against women and their families.
The church bigwigs of today probably wouldn't allow Paul to preach in any congregation. Weakness? Fear? Trembling? You've got to be kidding.
Moms in Ohio love issues, etc.
Mom!
When you think about fellowship, a lot of churches talk about fellowship. We have Christian fellowship. I can guess what usually comes to your mind or how you usually frame it. It's the way I think about fellowship a lot, too, although it is in stark contrast in many ways to the way Scripture presents our fellowship as Christians. What is it? We all think the same way. Maybe we have the same religious and theological views. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. We all join the same church and we kind of stick together in that. Maybe we have the same goals, united in certain goals, the mission of the church. That is not bad in and of itself, but that does not come close to touching what the Bible means when it talks about what we have together, how we live together, our life together, the word that the Bible uses, koinonia. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. on this Monday afternoon, February the 14th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, joins us here in the first 10 minutes of this hour to talk about koinonia, our life together. Then we'll talk love in the Scriptures on this Valentine's Day with Dr. Peter Scare of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Pastor Matt Harrison is not only president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, he's also assistant pastor of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri, and author of an article in the latest issue of the Lutheran Witness magazine titled Life Together, What Is It We Actually Share? Matt, welcome back.
Hi, Todd. How you been?
I've been well, and you?
Oh, just wonderful. Just marvelous, thank you.
The usual way we think about fellowship, especially in our American context, is that we are like-minded individuals. We've all joined the same organization. It's a voluntary kind of a thing. And thereby, we share similar goals, ideas, a mission, if you will. You would direct us to a passage from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, the first one, first chapter, where Paul says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. How does this differ from our usual way of thinking about our life together?
Well, their associations are wonderful sociological realities. And the challenge is when we begin to take the basic common sociology of a non-religious organization and try to put that, transpose that onto the church. The church looks like a common organization, like-minded people, etc. But the difference between the two is really the difference between the law and the gospel. It's the difference between God's activity and human activity. So that wonderful passage, it says, God is faith. In fact, it says, I'm looking at my Greek text, pistos ho theos, faithful is God, through whom, and it's through whom. So God is the actor, you were called. And that word there is the same. It's a verbal form from which we get the word ecclesia, church, called out. You are called out. It's a divine action. God calls us by the gospel. It's his activity, grabs hold of us, convicts us of our sins, frees us, and in doing so, through that message, he brings us into this fellowship we have, this koinonia, it says there, fellowship. And in Paul, the thing that you have common share in is always mentioned in the genitive case after the word koinonian. So he says, Paul says, we have koinonia in his son, God's son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Is it too simple to say, Matt, that our life together is in fact that we share Christ together? We have Christ in common.
All the greatest and most profound thoughts are simple. You know, how often do you hear a parishioner say, my, our pastor is really, really smart. He belongs at the seminary. We can't understand anything he has to say. Well, really, the best preaching, the most profound preaching, takes some very simple truth and unpacks it. That was Luther's genius. So no, that's it. We share Jesus. Jesus has given himself to us, and because we share Jesus together, that means something very special about how we live together.
What is life together when that life is Christ himself?
Oh, my. I would say just think about Christ himself. And that's, isn't it a mystery that the church is called the body of Christ? But what does Christ do? Who is Jesus? It's this divinely wrought life. It's a life. Jesus comes to reconcile the world. God was reconciling the world unto himself in Christ. So it's a life together that is reconciled. It's a life dominated by grace. It's a life that dares to speak the truth to sin. Jesus does that all the time whenever he shows up. And it's a life that cares for people in need. Whenever Jesus shows up, he has compassion on the needy. Anybody who comes to Jesus seeking mercy or grace always goes away full. And I would say that is the life together that we reflect Jesus.
Now, the other tendency that we have as American Christians, Matt, is to internalize all of it. It's kind of an ethereal, inward experience, a mystical kind of thing going on. But you say that we have externals. We have objective things that do, in complete reality, bind us together. What are they?
It's great. The book of Ephesians, for instance, I remember Paul uses the word sisoma. Soma is body, and sus comes from sin. We are bodied together in Christ, Jew and Gentile, Paul says here, bodied together. And it is Christ's body and blood that puts us together. It makes us the very thing we receive. We receive his sacramental body and blood. He creates us as his mystical body. And if you notice, all in the New Testament, all the great events that happen to a Christian are plurals, and always mentioned as plurals. You are therefore baptized together with Christ into his death, plural. You are raised together with him, made alive together with him. These five words it takes in English to say that, you were made together alive with him, a Greek says in one word. You are made fellow heirs together with Christ, one word in the original. So all these great events, really, everybody has to believe for himself and is a Christian and justified as an individual before God, and yet this is a completely collective reality, this church.
Does this mean, then, that especially on a day like this where I'm thinking about my love for my wife, you're thinking about your love for your wife, I am bound to my wife in Jesus Christ, by Jesus Christ and his blood shed for us, with a bond stronger and more eternal than the one that binds us here in life with the I do's.
Yeah, isn't that a blessing too? You have a divine institution of marriage that God, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder, which in and of itself, if there were nothing else involved, is absolutely praiseworthy, holy, and worthy of honor. And it's the greatest blessing to have your very image love you, and bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Those are the first human words in Genesis, by the way, in the whole Bible. She's bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Wow. And then on top of that, emotional intellectual and every aspect of life that we share with our spouse, on top of that, to have a sister in Christ or a brother in Christ, and one who forgives and forgive is forgiven. Living in that proximity, forgiveness has to rule, or it would make life together really difficult. It's a blessing.
Before we let you go, tell us briefly about the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's new emphasis, witness, mercy, life together.
Yeah, it really kind of came out of an intense look at the New Testament just after convention time. And it's kind of, you know, every president of the Missouri Synod comes along, and future presidents will come along, and they'll have certain themes or emphases they'll talk about. But we were given the task, for better or worse, of restructuring, reorganizing how the Synod functions based on the broad directives the convention gave. And so we really wanted to look at how the Synod works, that is, how all the missionary and mercy activity and all the other stuff goes on. We wanted to put it into a really solid New Testament framework. And we discovered these three overwhelming themes in the New Testament: witness, martyria, mercy, diakonia, life together, koinonia. And it's just really been fun unpacking these terms in the New Testament. Amidst all the challenges, I'm just racing through my Greek Bible and having a ball.
Pastor Matt Harrison is president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, assistant pastor at Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri, and author of an article in the latest issue of the Lutheran Witness magazine titled Life Together, What Is It We Actually Share? Matt, thank you for your time, and give our Valentine's best to your dear wife, Kathy.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day to your dear wives, and also to all those lovely wives and mothers we love so much all over the country. God bless.
By the way, you can read Life Together, What Is It We Actually Share, this article from the latest Lutheran Witness magazine by Pastor Matt Harrison, under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. When we come back this Monday afternoon, February the 14th, Dr. Peter Scare will be our guest. We'll spend the remainder of this hour talking about love in the Scriptures. Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385. 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Well, I think that's a very good question.
Check out our new YouTube video, Good Question, issuesetc.org, and click support. Good questions, better answers. Issues Etc. Watch the short YouTube video, Good Question, today. Just go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Well, you know, that's a good question.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
No, that's a good question.
Here's a great resource for Sunday school teachers. Mondays, we interview Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House about the upcoming Growing in Christ Sunday school lesson. You'll find these interviews under the Listen on Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Listen to a 20-minute interview with Pam Nielsen, and you'll be prepared to teach Sunday school this weekend. Issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand and look for Teaching a Sunday School Lesson with Deaconess Pam Nielsen.